Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. To recap, the federal government and allied crime syndicates are funding the Mexican Latin American takeover of the American Southwest as part of the Pan-American Union. Miami will be the new capital, or Atlanta, they're debating it, for the new Pan-American Union. We will be a Latin American country. The globalists have openly said that Canada will be Asian, predominantly Chinese, are the majority in Canada's two largest cities. And that will force us into globalism. The internal groups are being propagandized by their own paid-off media, again, run by New York and D.C. and London, to tell them that Canada belongs to Asia and that the U.S. belongs to Latin America. And, of course, this is to destroy any middle class. The poor Mexicans out protesting and Latin Americans will be more enslaved than ever and have nowhere to run. And it'll be just like Mexico. They won't be allowed to protest or demonstrate soon. After they riot and burn a bunch of stuff, we'll lose even more free speech. And they've built FEMA camps for the foreigners, which they'll put foreigners in first, then for the American people. That is mainstream Senate hearings in 1986, Rex 84 plan, and now echoed by the Houston Chronicle and Associated Press in the last 2 months. We've written detailed articles on that predicting these riots. And that's exactly what these are. And the media covers up their riots, hoping they'll blow up full scale. Blacks and whites have been attacked nationwide and confirmed. We have photos and clips of this and admissions in local press, never in the national press. Virginia has a training manual saying that all land rights activists, property rights activists, are terrorists. Anyone trying to influence the government who has a video camera, trying to videotape any protest or demonstration, is a terrorist, needs to be arrested. We are going into total martial law in America. And that is the bottom line. And again, we've taken no calls today because we're unable to. They moved studios over the weekend and didn't get it up. Money didn't get it up Tuesday. We've been up with the refeeds, thank God. At least that got done. And soon we should have the phone lines available. I can't wait to take your phone calls. And again, I wish I'd have been here for you Monday and Tuesday. I was chomping at the bit. Big developments in the Charlie Sheen situation. That's all on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we played my Thursday appearance on CNN last week. The last hour we played my Friday appearance. And then I'm going to play the appearance of the next few guests that were on after me, and then comment on their comments afterwards. This got the normal liberal spin. Bush is a dictator because he won't let us have abortion. No, don't worry. Bush is trying to block the Dakotas from banning abortion. Bush, his wife, is pro-abortion. I mean, I've heard liberals say, oh, Bush is against the Minutemen. Bush is behind the Minutemen and against amnesty. No, his plan is total amnesty. And that's the neocons lie to everybody, so liberals tune in and hear that and think Bush is anti-amnesty. His plan is total amnesty written by Democrats. So we'll get into that. There is just so much more that's happened. I haven't even gotten into the other stacks of news. CNN fears 9/11 truth, cancels Ed Asner's appearance. Fox News, should we torture people to prevent terror attacks? The federal government provides incentives for replacing U.S. state gasoline tax with GPS distance tax, and they're going to pay you to do it. And it shows a federal camera on the road scanning cars as they move down the road in real time. As we told you, and they're going to charge you $3 a gallon in tax. That's the equivalent of it was a gas tax. That's the official numbers. And it's kind of like a crack dealer giving you your first week's supply free. Oh, we're going to pay you to do this at first. And that's how they domesticate. You know, it's just like you feed the wild hogs before you capture them in the pen and then domesticate them. You feed the wild horses before you domesticate them. You feed the wild bovine, cows. This is how you domesticate, so we'll get into that. It's also on MSNBC, how wonderful it is. Workers find more remains from victims of September 11th. 13-year-old accused of threatening president to be charged and go to prison. Chavez readies troops to battle U.S. And there's a new war memo out where they stage the war. I've got a whole bunch of those now. U.S. Reich tells Russia to probe Iraq intelligence leak, pillaging the Treasury and the Constitution. Bush is no conservative. Farmers snubbed over dog microchips by law. They're going to make everybody put chips in their dogs. Total control. They're now admitting that the top heroin gangs in England are government-run. Card resigns as White House chief of staff. A lot more. It's all coming up in the next 55 minutes before we terminate this live broadcast today. It's the 29th day of March. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for much of this next hour, I'm going to have Kevin Smith, who works in my office and has been an activist for a long time, with us. I mean, he's gone to CFR meetings they've had at UT called the New World Order Symposium, where they openly talk about putting everybody in camps. We've got video of it, how one world government's coming to America. And it's going to be done not just through A-bombs, not just through planes flying into buildings, not through just through dirty bombs, not just through smallpox or whatever they release. It's going to be done through race riots. And again, we have the mainstream media owned by the big corporations openly funding for 20 years, telling Latin Americans and Mexicans predominantly that America belongs to them. And it is a nightmare, and we're now seeing what happens. And it's a major setup, and we're going to get into that with Kevin here. We are live, 29th. Day of March 2006. But Kevin, I first wanted to get your take. You know, we have the FBI training manuals of 99. We have the Gladio. We have the Project Megiddo. We have FEMA on video saying all Christians are terrorists. The founding fathers are bad. We have all these cops calling in telling us about it. Now, mainstream news in Virginia, they're openly published the state manual issued by the governor. Warner will probably be our next president. If it's not him, it'll be Hillary. I think Schwartz is out now. We've torpedoed him, thank God, that Auslander. So all of this is going on. And then, of course, I haven't even talked about it yet today. Friday we mentioned it, but we now got more details. It is official, admitted, that Hutchinson Wampo, that is taking over Freeport in the Bahamas, is openly communist Chinese military run, captained by them, manned by their troops. We know they're moving in troops. Even Washington Times admits that. And they're taking over the security at a U.S. possession, a U.S. protectorate. It's actually a possession. They are taking over our bases, and customs is not even allowed on. I mean, if you think the port deal of UAE is bad and Dubai Ports World, this is nothing. George Norrie was freaking out, calling Bush basically a crook when I was on a show last Thursday night, freaking out himself, saying he's taking the gloves off. He cannot believe this is happening. Folks, this is really going on. And this whole thing with the illegals is part and parcel of that. But first, Kevin Smith, I want to get your take. I haven't even found out what your take is on it. On this latest Virginia manual given to all the cops and all the law enforcement and state employees, period, how to recognize a terrorist. Kevin Smith?
Alex, I have to say, last summer I saw a Department of Public Safety document for Texas that was actually even in more detail than this. It went on to list anybody traveling in a group.
Did our police officer friend give you that?
Yes.
Why was that not delivered to me? Why is that?
He only had one copy and he wouldn't give it up. But I looked at it and we can probably get it. But
get it back.
We will. And it said, you know, if you're traveling in a group, if you're traveling alone, if you use cell phones, if you use emails, and basically by the time you were done with this,
if you've got a backpack, yeah,
it's everybody. You know, cameras, old people. You traveling with a young kid might be a good cover. And, basic tourist activity, going to a site, a beautiful vista, and taking a photo is now some sort of advanced, terrorist team.
Let me just say this. You know, when I had 35-millimeter cameras, I took some photos, but wasn't as big a photo junkie. I really am a photographer. I carry a little 7-megapixel Sony camera. I take pictures of everything. You know, when I'm driving down the highway and see a train coming by, I take a picture and then, you know, go home and look at it and it's the conductor waving at me. I mean, you know, they're arresting people all the time for having video cameras, and it lists video cameras.
It sure does. And I also look down on this list and it says any racist, separatist, or hate group. Well, what do you call foreign nationals in another country claiming they're going to bring you down and kill all the inhabitants? I mean, to me, that seems like the most overt form of terror that you can have.
By the way, we went to the Mexican Independence Day parade because I was talking to some of the heads of it, and they're like, yeah, this is Mexico. Yeah, we're taking over. Calling me gringo on the phone. And so I went down, and I just, because, you know, we go, you meet dinner with our Hispanic friends, and they go, oh, sure, your Hispanic friends. No, hey, you're the racist, but we were there. What was it like?
It was a surreal thing. It was one of those deals where, you know, pinch me. Am I even awake for this? And, you know, I really don't understand, you know, I don't see any signs that say, you know, leftist, friend, controller, socialist, we're going to spare you when we do this. I mean, they scream, go home, gringo, and half the time it's a bunch of little college anarchists that are all are Caucasian. And you watch that at that DCC's celebration we went to, you could watch the Hispanics just starting to distance themselves from those idiotic anarchists saying, well, these guys don't speak for me. And, you know, I have cousins that are Hispanic. In my fraternity in college, I had Hispanic fraternity brothers, one who's a DEA agent currently. And I was thinking of this the other day. I couldn't remember us getting into a gang fight during a flag football game because somebody in another fraternity called a racial slur toward one of my fraternity brothers. And we didn't see color then. We said, that's my brother, and we're going to fight you. So, you know, at some level, there's a level of tribalism here that, or a bond of association by being through common experiences that brings people together. And, you know, my father's British. I don't have a Union Jack on my truck. You know, my mother's family is predominantly Texas German. I don't have a German flag on my truck. I'm a Texan. And that's the way I view things. Number one, I'm a Texan. Number two, I'm an American. And number three, four, or five, I start to worry about what race I am. And I just can't undermine. I mean, let's flip this. Let's go down to Mexico City. Let's get 1 million Americans in the street with American flags and scream how we're going to take them all down. I mean, it wouldn't fly. And if these people want to take down the gringo or take down these weos, go check Mexico City. If you go look, your government has a lot of blonde-haired, blue-eyed, tall German names there. So,
Green Schmidt. I mean, they're ruling elites like 2 foot taller than the general public. It's a total joke.
It is, and I was wondering. And these protests got going, and I thought, is there some sort of secret transmission out there that is alerting these people?
Yeah, you said that. You said, guys, are we still good there at Genesis? Okay, good. We're on this new Skype connection system where they're getting the old lines fixed, and I just heard a breakup. Excuse me. Please continue. Kevin, you were here a few days ago saying this is a secret transmission. And I said, yeah, Kevin. This weekend, I said, yeah, I was watching Spanish TV, and my wife, you know, speaks Spanish, and it was just, we're taking over, it's over for you. And then the Mexican TV would show that it would be like 90 Mexican flags. I actually counted it once compared to one American flag, but then CNN and others and Fox would just show up close, the American flags, to deceive everybody.
You know, I was watching the news this last weekend, and they had a couple different Hispanic congressmen on, one from Chicago, who is pro break the borders down, let's flood the country with the third world population that knows how to be good slaves, good sheeple, that'll be easier to manage. And then we have Henry Bonilla from San Antonio. I believe it's the 23rd congressional district of Texas. This man is a long, multiple generation Texan, Hispanic, and he is one of the ones leading let's control our border. And they had these two guys debating these arguments, and the one that made sense was Bonilla. Now, you're going to hear a lot of people in the controlled left or these racist groups call him a coconut, you know, brown on the outside, white on the inside, all these little slurs that they accuse everyone else of being racist, but they're the first ones to use these things. And like you had said earlier, we actually had the leftist groups and their publications here have to actually acknowledge that, oh, yes, indeed, the plan of San Diego is true. It is a real plan, and that's a long time ago, and just because they're wearing a shirt and saying they're going to cut your head off, well, we've got to allow them to say that because
yeah,
they're
right.
Underclass.
Well, exactly. We're there, and a bunch of them have got shirts on saying they're going to kill us. You know, let's say Plan of San Diego with the leader of it. I mean, and they did, folks. 20-plus people were murdered, including children in their beds, when they tried to run it, in 1918? And I mean, this really happened, folks. And then the left's like, but they're allowed to do that, Kevin.
Well, because they're the minority, and I said, you might want to check your numbers again. They're the majority, and they go, well, that doesn't pertain to a number. That pertains to a racial. I said, no, a majority means percentage of the whole, and they are the majority now.
Yeah, and now in seven states, the majority. And people go, no, you mean the majority in school. No, the majority.
And another thing is that when we try to talk, and there's a few out there that are starting to open up and listen a little bit, you start to talk to them, and you say, well, you know, why do you say the Minutemen, or are you, number one, are you a Minuteman? No, but I do support their efforts.
But Mr. Gomez, the leader of the Minutemen, he's a racist.
Yeah, and they say, well, this is Bush. Bush is behind the Minutemen. I'm like, what news are you looking at? You know, he wants them all arrested. He's calling them all terrorists. He's the one trying to break down these borders.
That's right. He called them vigilantes.
Yeah, but somehow they have in their head that he's behind the Minutemen. And then you hear, oh, Senator Cornyn is one of the big leaders on trying to control the border. Are you nuts? Are you seeing what these guys are putting forward? So it's this amnesty work program that you get to work for a while, and then we get to...
It's total amnesty.
It's complete amnesty. And remember whenever Reagan did it. Well, that was the time we'll never do it again. And
but it's not 6 million this time. It's 14 million they're claiming. It's really 30 million.
Yeah, again, my we're all immigrants, you know, unless we're American Indians.
But the point is there is 6.5 billion people on the planet. We can't take any more. And when you take tens of millions of people that'll work for dirt, everybody becomes dirt poor. It's simple. We're like a lifeboat that can take, say, 20 people. And there's already 40 on board, and the water line's right at the edge.
Exactly. And, you know, is this an ingredient that a healthy economy needs? We have no manufacturing base. They've shipped that over. So they said, well, America will be a service industry.
And now that's imploding. But finish what Bonilla said.
Well, I mean, it's just, it does not, the race card does not hold water on this. I mean, prominent Texan Hispanics and other Hispanics from other parts of the country are saying this, but they're being drowned out.
But tell them what he said. You haven't told them what he said.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank a little bit.
You said you were watching him on TV, and he said, hey, I'm Hispanic, and Hispanics in Texas who are Americans don't like the open borders.
No, they don't. They don't like it, and I've seen people.
But specifically, you told me what he said the other day. I didn't see it.
Oh, gosh, it's so much stuff going on. I'd have to go. You know what? We'll go on there, and we'll post some stuff on the website. But sorry I'm drawing a blank on it right now, but it was the same stuff we're talking about. It's not a racial issue. This is a way to drive down the middle class, what's left of it.
But it is becoming one because the Reconquistas think it's okay for them to say, call us names, mm-hmm. and we're just here trying to live our lives.
Exactly.
But then it's okay to call us names.
Hmm.
We're going to be right back, and I want to get more of your take on how the federal government is funding the states to have manuals that say any land rights activist, any property rights activist is a terrorist. But people running around from a foreign country saying we're taking you over, waving their flags, that's just fine, folks. And we got a bunch of other news as well. We'll talk about Card resigning. Stay with us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Welcome back. Kevin, specifically, I just want to get your take on the latest Virginia anti-terror training advisory issued to all the state employees to recognize terrorists. And it says people with video cameras, people with maps, people demonstrating for property rights. It says property rights advocates. I mean, this is the new freedom. Kevin, give us your take on it.
Well, as you've always said, Alex, this Patriot Act and all the accompanying laws, they're not about some guy wearing a rag on his head in a cave halfway around the world. They're about Americans. They're about American citizens. And as they turn up the heat, as they start to, you know, tighten the noose on us, they have to have these things in place, they think, to control the population. Because, you know, the Kelo New London decision of last June, they knew there would be repercussions to that. And, you know, each time they do something like this, it wakes up a larger segment of the population. So congressmen that are in office for 2 years and are more susceptible to being pushed out of office than, say, a senator, they're seeing the light because they're feeling the heat. So the version on immigration and controlling the border coming out of the House is much more a stronger resolution than what they're trying to do in the Senate right now. So I would say the people are have closer ties to the congressmen, and they're starting to do something. The problem is you've got to make sure you're not doing the wrong thing for the right reason. And now they're going to disguise a lot of these things, you know, and like Bush's amnesty plan and all these other things along those lines. So we really need to forget our preconceived notions and whether we're Democrats or Republicans and just starting to look at these things and saying, wow, is this right or wrong? Is this what you do for a country that you're trying to protect and save?
Well, I'll just add this for everybody out there listening. We have, conservatively, 30 million illegal aliens. They tell you 14 million on the news. That is not true. I've seen other private numbers, projections, because, I mean, most illegal aliens don't tell the census how many people live in a house, okay? The numbers, because we looked at state numbers, not just federal, state numbers are much higher. They're conservatively double what the feds are saying. I mean, it's unbelievable. We are totally overrun. There are more illegal aliens in Texas that I see anywhere. Doesn't matter, fancy part of town, poor part of town. Doesn't matter if it's Walmart, Target, HEB. Doesn't matter what time of day. I mean, there are more illegals, and, you know, the hardworking types with the dirt all over their boots and the cowboy hats, than there are Hispanic Americans, white Americans, black Americans, Asian Americans. It is unbelievable. I mean, it's got to be worse than 30 million. Literally, folks, it is Mexico is here. This is Mexico. California is Mexico. Nevada is Mexico. And we're going to be just like Mexico, where the cops are corrupt, you don't have any freedom, you're a total peon slave. And while the hard-working parents are out taking everybody's construction jobs or electrician jobs or yard-cutting jobs or fast-food jobs or Walmart jobs or every other job, their kids are in the public schools turning into little spoiled brats being taught it's La Reconquista. And their teachers get up there with Mexican flags. That's been in the news. This classes have Mexican flags, and they teach Mexican history, and they say this is Mexico. I mean, we're paying for this. And let me just give you a news flash. The country's basically already gone. And, of course, the Mexicans aren't going to get anything out of it but a bunch of pride that, we brought down America. But it's our big banks and big money that are funding the whole thing. Meanwhile, they're changing the laws, and I make this point a lot. They changed the law 2 years ago to where you don't own your own pension fund. They're claiming that they can take their pension funds now. They've already started taking some, but they don't want to panic you to take your money out. So they're moving slow. But when they drop the hammer, they know you're going to riot in the streets. They know you're going to be mad about money. They know you're going to get angry. That's why they're saying no video cameras. Don't videotape police. You're a terrorist. Don't demonstrate for land rights. You're a terrorist. I mean, they actually, you understand, folks? And then they're going to let the illegals go absolutely wild. Burn a bunch of stuff. You know it's going to happen. Even mainstream news is saying, when's it going to happen? I heard Drudge Sunday night going, these cities are going to burn. Or I guess we'll be held hostage, and they'll just open the door, and all of Latin America and all of Asia and all of Eastern Europe. I mean, I read an article about how in Virginia, how Ford has a factory and how there's almost no Americans that work there. They brought in all the former Polish and Ukrainian tank factory crews. They built hundreds of thousands of tanks. It was ridiculous. And these are hardworking folks, but it says they live in one-room apartments. They sleep on the floor on cots. And Ford pulls up with vans. And they load these skilled machinists, these skilled factory workers on, and they take them by hundreds of vans every day. And, man, there aren't illegal alien Mexicans working there because they're unskilled. There aren't Americans working there getting $45 an hour like you used to send kids to college. Nothing. They're getting $6, $7 an hour, and they're living on the floor. And they're going to bring in unlimited Indians from India to take all your high-tech jobs. I mean, this is a total... You think it's bad now. We are going third world, and the globalists say by design. that that's what they want to do. That's what they're doing. It's happening right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
All right, folks. We're back live here. First day back on since Genesis moved their studios. We'll be able to take your calls tomorrow. About a three-ring circus, about a ten-ring circus, or like a, what do they call it, a big fire drill, basically. We're back live here. Coming up before the show ends, I'm going to air the rest of that CNN piece from Friday. And they, of course, gave the poll results on Monday and said the vast majority of their emails, I believe the government was involved, not just questioning the official story, and 53,400-plus, you can read the exact results on the CNN poll, 83% when it closed, hours before it closed, it was 86%, very suspicious that it went down 3 points, believe Charlie Sheen and what he's been saying, so got to commend Charlie. And at the same time, they were going to have Ed Asner on last night and others, and they canceled it because whoever was coming on from the King Commission, the 9/11 Commission, the Whitewash Commission to debate them, canceled. Then they got a call from higher-up CNN people, and they said, kill it. You're not doing that story anymore. Get off of it. Despite the fact that we're getting the highest ratings that show's ever had. So we're going to air this little piece where they had, that Johns lady, the famous feminist on, well, again, I wouldn't agree with on most issues, but they just cut to their next guest and say, what do you think of this? She goes, oh, yeah, I agree. And then the next person comes on and says, yeah, I agree. And the next person comes on and says, yeah, the government's not telling the truth about 9/11. That's New York Magazine. I mean, like, how long is that clip, so I know when to go to it for, with how much time that we... Okay, so we'll air that in a few minutes and continue. Kevin, you were going to comment?
Yeah, we were watching that after you went off the air on Showbiz Tonight, and the next guest came on, you know, tell us about your book. She wrote The Fear of Flying, and she is a feminist leftist, and tell us about your book. You slept with Martha Stewart's husband. You broke up their, you know, marriage. And he goes, hey, what'd you think about the Charlie Sheen thing? Our jaws hit the floor. We couldn't believe it. She goes out and says, oh, it's obvious that Bush is a dictator. She starts quoting Goebbels. She says, this is the way they've always done it, even back in Rome. You keep the population in fear. And I just, we were looking around each other, pinching each other. You know, it's like, is this happening? Is this happening? And, you know, A.J. Hammer was pushing you. He wants you to, you know, tell me some more names. Tell me some more Hollywood people. Well, you don't have to have them come out and say it. Look at their body of works. Look what they're doing. What did, you know, Revenge of the Sith through George Lucas tell you? What did Kevin Costner's Open Range tell you? What did Joss Whedon's Serenity and Firefly series tell you? What are they trying to tell you through their craft? You don't have to have them. You know.
What did V for Vendetta say?
Even better. Just saw it last week. And I left V for Vendetta walking on a cloud. I mean, I said, we're going to win.
Well, let me tell you what's happening. And I can't get into details. But major Hollywood people are being pressured big time to shut up. I mean, if I can only tell you, folks. And then I did confirm from a very prominent 9/11 leader that one of the biggest musicians in the world, one of the most beloved, is very close to going public. In fact, he says, tell me what to do, I'll go public. Well, you should tell him to go public now. And just the other people, I mean, not, you couldn't believe the Hollywood names, folks. It's unbelievable. And they are, it is so close, and they're watching to see what happens with Charlie Sheen, who hit the barbed wire for us. But again, CNN wouldn't have Ed Asner on last night. They were going to have him, and they canceled it. They canceled because they cannot deal with it.
Well, I think it's, you know, we have to be very smart in our strategy here, and I think we are. You know, we need some sizzle with our steak. We got plenty of steak. So when you bring a Charlie Sheen up or you bring an Ed Asner up, it's good to have a Sandra Hicks right next to him, a Webster Tarpley, a Paul Craig Roberts, you know, somebody with a meat and potatoes, so you can't just dismiss it as some Hollywood liberal type. But the thing that impresses us all so much about Charlie is that the guy's got a ton of baggage. You know, if anybody could be criticized and they're going to do their worst, they did it to him. And that's it? That's all it is? I mean, remember what they did to Mel Gibson when he tried to bring out Passion of Christ. Would have been a small art house movie, would have been out for a month and gone. But because they tried to squash it like they did.
Made $1 billion.
I mean, what Charlie Sheen did and others have done is just what our founding fathers did. They pledged their fortune, you know, their honor. And their lives, and that's exactly.
Well, I mean, I had Charlie on. He was talking about our God-given rights, and the guy has changed. He's a father, and so decades ago, I guess it was over 10 years ago. I mean, he was partying and you know, out with all these wild women. I mean, just, you know, just in, I mean, basically, when $10,000 an hour, these are like supermodels. I mean, just a wild guy. And it doesn't matter. I mean, in that case, Arnold Schwarzenegger's in gay porn. Arnold Schwarzenegger's groping women. Arnold Schwarzenegger's having sex with all these women. Arnold Schwarzenegger's saying he admires Hitler. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he hates Christians and they're stupid in his own book, Education, or Is It Evolution of a Bodybuilder? I mean, I read it. I mean, that's all over the news. In fact, news articles have even said, hey, Arnold says Christians are pathetic scum. Charlie Sheen isn't saying that, but Republicans are like, oh, you hate Christians, we love you, Arnold. Oh, you're pro-abortion. Oh, you're anti-gun, we love you, Arnold.
You could cut that hypocrisy with a knife, couldn't you? And speaking of, I look at this Virginia memo here on the terrorist training manual, and it says terrorists have the following goals in mind when committing their acts.
Influencing government.
Creating an atmosphere of anxiety amongst the public. Well, I would say our government is the number one leader in that right
now. Yeah, but they do it to misdirect us. Let me comment on this. They do it to misdirect us, but at the same time, we are trying to create anxiety here. We got millions of foreigners, illegal aliens, running around with their flags saying, get out, pilgrim, we're taking over. Plan of Islam, we're going to kill every white male above the age of 16. I mean, we're not the one. I mean, is that anxiety? And then it says, yeah, it continues, influence government. Go ahead, Kevin.
you know, undermine the confidence in government. I think the government's done the best job in undermining our confidence than anyone. And then influence government or social policy. We're trying to cling on.
We're supposed to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's our job. And if we don't like the way the government is, we're supposed to throw it out and start another one. And they say, you know, anybody anti-government? Well, I think the people that created this government were the most anti-government people ever. That's why they built the checks and balances.
And they know that. That's why FEMA demonizes the founding fathers. Let's go ahead and play this CNN piece. And the first one's the famous feminist Johns and her new stupid-sounding book, Seducing the Demon, you know, how we can all be really good little liberals here. But the point is that they had them on for separate issues, and their guests are like, yeah. So let's go ahead and roll that, and we'll be right back with some more comments to wrap up this first broadcast out of the new Genesis studios. Stay with us.
A fired up show tonight.
It really is exciting.
We were speaking a few moments ago about Charlie Sheen coming forward this week with his notion that the government may actually have been behind September 11th and the September 11th attacks and the conspiracy theories in general surrounding 9/11. What do you make of an actor of his stature coming out publicly like that?
I think he's a brave man to even question this aloud. In an environment where people have been saying that anyone who questions the government is a traitor. So Charlie Sheen has done his homework, and he's asking questions. He's speaking truth to power, which is a brave thing to do. Look, the young people in my family, my nephews, for example, have been saying for the past 3-4 years that we are not learning everything about 9/11 that we're meant to learn. And specifically, they've been saying that if you read all the different websites, if you're really careful, what you discover is that a lot of facts don't add up.
And even if a modicum of what is being put out there, all these conspiracy theories, even if a piece of that is true, we have a responsibility, don't you think,
to
be asking the questions and to be doing the investigation?
I think it's very patriotic to investigate it. Throughout all of history, the basic premise of tyrants has been dictators, shall we say, and I think it's fair to say that George W. Bush is a dictator, has been, if you tell the people they have an external enemy, they'll follow you anywhere. That was what Goebbels told Hitler to do back in ancient history. That's what Roman emperors did.
That's a pretty strong statement for you to say, though. Are you at all fearful of a backlash? I mean, seriously, a lot of people are afraid to come out on television. You just called Mr. Bush a dictator.
I think that he is a dictator, and yet he blithely goes on ignoring the will of the people. I call that a dictator. But as far as 9/11 is concerned, it's a great gambit to tell the people, you have an external enemy. The external enemy is terrorism. We have a war that will go on for centuries. It will go on till the end of time. Well, that's a great way to scare people.
Sure.
And to make them believe whatever you say. And Bush is not the first to do it.
No.
Throughout history, people have been doing that in order to fool all of the people all of the time. So I think that Charlie Sheen is really patriotic and brave to ask these questions. I don't know what the answer to these questions is. I read the article in New York Magazine, and I think just asking questions is brave and patriotic.
And as I mentioned, we'll be speaking with that author from New York Magazine coming up.
Well,
a bit
I think
later
it's great
show.
That you're investigating. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if we'll ever know. I don't know
about
the answer to the Kennedy assassination, but I think that it's a job of writers and of talented people to investigate this stuff.
We were talking about Charlie Sheen and all the comments. I just have to get your take. I mean, you seem a little blown away that he would come forward.
Well, it's impressive. I mean, it's impressive for somebody in any kind of high-profile position to challenge the government when you're getting average people, you know, slandered for any kind of opposition.
Would you ever do something like that?
I probably wouldn't. I usually keep my politics to private conversations, but I appreciate the fact that he's prepared and coming out and saying this is something. And I like that he says, if you want to investigate anything, investigate the facts. Don't try and turn it around on me, which is what's been happening so much with this administration. Anybody who challenges anything with a reasonable challenge gets slandered and criticized for opposing.
New York Magazine is out with a story on all of the 9/11 conspiracy theories that are floating out there. It's called The Ground Zero Grassy Knoll. Contributing editor Mark Jacobson wrote the piece. Mark's joining us live on Show This Night. Mark, thanks for stopping in.
No problem.
It's quite an explosion that has happened here this week as a result of Charlie Sheen's comments on this radio show on Monday. You started working on this story a few months back. People were really talking about this.
Well, not the people that are interested in were talking about it, but everybody else thought it was out of my mind.
So do you think now that you have a big Hollywood star who is taking an undeniable risk by coming forward, do you think this is going to give it legs and suddenly people are really going to start paying it more attention?
I think it would be better if it was Martin Sheen rather than Charlie Sheen because he's the president, right?
Yeah.
But
sometimes we wish.
Well, you know. I mean, it's just one of those kind of things where you... you do this work and nobody really cares, but then Charlie Sheen is interested, so then everybody's interested, and that's fine. You know, I think it obviously this material needs to be looked at again because there's been a lot of problems with the 9/11 Commission report. People feel it's not adequate. Most of the people that lost people during that time feel it's not adequate. And it's just I think we're living in a truth vacuum in a sense that anytime there's a truth vacuum, these ideas, because people are smart, they put two and two together, sometimes they get five, sometimes they get 12,
right.
But sometimes they get 11, like 9/11, but sometimes they get four. And the thing is that if you have a situation where the so-called facts are covered up, and aggressively covered up, then you're going to get these conspiracy theories.
And it has happened throughout history. And credibility is an important fact here. Charlie Sheen really did apparently do his homework. He does know a lot about it. But, of course, people are now going after him because of his sordid path. I want you to listen to what he had to say about that on the radio today.
I am an American citizen that loves my country. And as a citizen, with my passion for this great country, I demand that I be challenged on the facts, not on immature behavior from 20 years ago. That if they continue to attack me personally, it only gives credence to our side of the argument.
So what do you think about that? Do you think that his credibility really is at stake here, or is that going to backfire on people who are... It's kind of like apples and oranges to me.
It doesn't have anything to do with each other. You know, it's just like, so he was a... He was an ardent customer of Heidi Fleiss. I mean, I can't see how that affects his ability
to analyze this material. Who are smart enough, I think, to think about, okay, if he's coming forward with legitimate points, then why should we worry about what his past was?
I think it's just stupid.
You paid attention to some of what Charlie has had to say this week about what he thinks happened on September 11th. You did the research for your article. Mm-hmm. Do you think he has some legitimate points?
I think he's doing a reasonable rendition of what the other people that believe in this stuff say. And when he says he has his facts straight, I mean, I think the facts are in question. I mean, I think like just because you know what it says on all these different websites doesn't mean that that's necessarily the fact. That's the reason why the government, the United States government, with their endless amounts of resources, let us down by not doing the proper work on the 9/11 Commission. That's the real problem.
Well, one thing that is interesting, not just your article also bringing some of these theories to light, but the internet now has changed everything. It's all over the internet. It's all over the blogs. It seems like this is now an unstoppable movement that's getting some new juice this week from Charlie Sheen. Do you think this is
I think people might want to consider the Kennedy assassination thing if they had the internet at the time. You can imagine how that would have exploded.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, if you remember the Oliver Stone movie, which was a JFK movie, I don't think it didn't get made till more than 20 years after the Kennedy assassination. Obviously, things are moving quite faster now. And, the internet spreads these things. But also, the downside of it is it spreads a lot of rumors.
That's true. And it can certainly perpetuate some things that are not true. Mark, I appreciate it. It's really a good read in the magazine. I appreciate you dropping by to talk about it with us. Okay, Mark Jacobson joining us from New York Magazine. And we've been asking you to vote on our Showbiz Tonight question of the day, asking Charlie Sheen speaks out. Do you agree there is a government cover-up of 9/11? Well, here's some of the emails that we've received. We heard from Fernando in Florida. He writes, Sheen is correct to pursue and expose the matter to all, because the rabbit hole is deeper than we all think. We also heard from Barbara in Missouri. She writes, I don't believe the government was involved in the 9/11 terror attacks, and I think that anyone that does is stupid. We heard from Manelik in Texas, who writes, of course the government covered up 9/11, just as the past history of what they have concealed. Keep voting at CNN.com/showbiznight. If you have some thoughts you want to share with us, join in the thousands. showbiztonight@cnn.com is our email address. We'll read some more a bit later in the show.
We have been getting an overwhelming response to our Showbiz Tonight question of the day. Charlie Sheen speaks out. Do you agree with his assertion that there is a government cover-up of 9/11? Let's take a look at how the vote is going so far. 82% of you say yes. Only 18% of you say no. Here are some of the emails we've received. Annette from Texas writes, what our government has hidden about 9/11 is just the tip of the iceberg. Daniel from Florida says, I am shocked at the accusations that Charlie Sheen made towards our government. And Robert from Virginia, the evidence is like lipstick on the collar of a wayward husband. Democracy requires facing the truth. You can keep voting. CNN.com/showbiztonight. Don't go anywhere. Showbiz Tonight, we'll be right back.
All right. Alex Jones here, back live. We'll come back in the last 5 minutes, cover some other key issues, some little tidbits of importance that we haven't covered yet. If you want to really be an expert on 9/11, go to Infowars.com. Get martial law. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Descent into Tyranny. Get Order Out of Chaos. The book I've written, the book I've published, the three films I've made on the subject. We've got big discounts when you get them all together. We're also carrying Dylan Avery's Loose Change 2nd Edition. Excellent film as well. Available at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore. And until the end of this month, just a few more days, you get almost half a year free, 5.3 months, over 5 months free, when you get a yearly membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't wait to see it all online right now. Become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv or get a monthly membership for $5.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
More for you, more articles, more documentation about the La Reconquista. as it's ongoing, funded by the federal government to break up the U.S. Globalist plan all along. Tomorrow, and of course the next day. Big guest lined up for tomorrow. I'm not going to even tell you who. Just you'll want to tune in at the very start of the broadcast. Tomorrow, big developments happening in the 9/11 push for truth. Andrew Card resigned a couple days ago, resigned yesterday to be precise, and now there's talk about could he be indicted by Fitzgerald, the attorney there, the U.S. attorney. And there's been a lot of other big developments as we see this start to unfold. Kevin, your take on the chief of staff, Andy Card, stepping down.
Oh, gosh, I'd hate to speculate at this point, but he's been there for a while. He's in deep, but, you know, I get a sense that it's rats getting off the sinking ship and pointing fingers as quick as they can to save their own rear ends.
Yeah. Ari Fleischer resigned the day after Novak got the names from Roe from the Valerie Plame affair. This looks pretty bad.
Well, we always say it's a house of cards, and it doesn't take much there to get it all to implode upon itself. I wanted to say that one of our brothers in the fight for freedom happens to be Hispanic, has dug up that Texas DPS flyer, and he's going to bring it to us. And I just want to say, while I can...
Oh, yeah, the flyer about how...
Everyone's a terrorist, yeah. Well, I want to say, you know, fear is their tool that they use. They also like to make us feel like we're alone and we're the only ones that believe what we're seeing. And well, folks, look at the polls. What are the polls telling you? You're not alone. And if they got a million people in L.A. marching up and down, that's nothing. That's nothing.
Yeah, that's up to U.S.-owned fake Spanish media to tell them to do that for 2 months.
Yeah, we are the majority. We've been a silent majority. But, folks, the water's fine. It's time. The toes have tested the temperature, and it's time to jump in and get involved in this. And we're not saying physical fight, but just stand up with your chest out and your chin out and say, we know what's going on. We're not putting up with this. And, Alex, I have to say, when you had Webster Tarpley on Friday, I think a very important thing that you guys spoke about were these leftist gatekeepers. We need to expose these people. And, you know, we know Greg Palast. We know some of these people. It's time to tell the whole story. What are you doing? If you're not going to tell the whole story, then admit it. You hate this country, don't you? I mean, where is Noam Chomsky on this? What are these Amy Goodmans? I mean, you know, the tabloid rags in the supermarket right now, when you walk by them, it doesn't say Charlie Sheen believes in UFOs. He's crazy. It's the same old stuff. They didn't even touch this. You know, the tabloids didn't even pick this stuff up. The dam has broken. The news is out. Suppress it all you want. You're going to make yourself look foolish. We're going to win.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Now, we'll be back tonight at 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. If you missed any of the broadcast today, it was really important. In the whole first hour, I talked about the illegal aliens saying this is their country and they're taking over. And again, we're all in this together. And it's time for people to realize that we are all in this together. We're in this against the elite that is not free market, that is criminal, that is coming down on us. So please, as listeners, what can you do? Tell everybody about this broadcast. Even if it's on an AM or FM in your area, tell them about InfoWars.com. Tell them about PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you've got a local affiliate, those wonderful jewels out there, tell people every day, you know, at the parking lot, the grocery store, church, hey, tune into this local station, tune into this AM, tune into that AM or FM. Go to InfoWars.com. Get the Virginia training manual for the state employees saying, if you protest having your land taken, you're a terrorist. What's the exact term they use? Property rights activists, those that try to influence the government. I mean, you're all terrorists. Well, look, no, they're the terrorists. The people that do things like this, they are the terrorists. They're the ones trying to overthrow this republic. They're the ones that must be stopped. So whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, polka-dotted, I don't care. Come together against the New World Order. Come together for a free market, sovereign nation with a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, a rule of law, where you don't have a president, Republican or Democrat, saying he's above the law, saying torturing children is good. I mean, wake up to what time it is. Tyranny is upon us. Good job of the folks at Genesis getting it together. Coming in for the big win. God bless you all. Back tonight, back tomorrow.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.